New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Watch the mic.
Got it.
Boom.
You want to jump back in on Flat Earth?
Flat Earth? Shit, we forgot to have the porch talk. Ah, just remind me later. Flat Earth, David West, that you never grilled him?
Yeah.
You never really came at him, and I think I don't want to come at him either.
I've never come at anybody that's come on the show.
But I don't know, it's just so strange for somebody to really believe that the Earth's flat, man. Like, I mean, it may be, and I might just be an asshole and hit you, you know.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, what if you are? You know, I've been in a lot of airplanes and I can see like some curvature.
Curvature,
right?
Yeah. But we don't know how much curvature there is.
Right. That's why I like a rebranding of like maybe ocular, right?
Yeah. That would be because I've heard theories that, hell, it might even be a cube.
That's a bit out there.
I mean, if it's somebody's, you know, if we want to get a little deeper in conspiracy with flat earthing, I mean, if it's really all just a simulation, why could it not just be a cube?
Speaking of simulation, what are your thoughts on like metaverse and like people living?
I think you're plugging in
like a matrix.
I think you're plugging in and plugging in. You're plugged in to plug in.
I mean, while we're here and going conspiracy, we can go back to flat Earth in a minute. But like, yeah. You know, with the World Economic Forum,
Yeah.
They this happened today. This is Friday, the 22nd of January. Yeah, is that right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the 22nd or 21st?
21st.
It's the 21st. 21st of January of 2022.
Yep, 2022.
Someone that was speaking for the World Economic Forum.
I remember hearing about
this. Said the quiet part out loud. She called herself an elite. Well, we're the elitist. That's what she said. Talking about, like, we in the World Economic Forum. You know what? I don't appreciate you talking like you're better than me.
I mean, anytime.
Last time I checked is we're level playing ground here.
Yeah, well, really, if anything, they work for us.
Oh.
If you really want to cut it down to brass tacks.
So, when you talk about, like, these big tech guys, like Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg.
And Bezos and these cats, yeah. Is, let's say the metaverse is. And I don't want to spoil too much because, like, we're gonna do a deep dive on the metaverse soon. It's like, yeah. Someone literally just bought some like Nikes for $400K in the metaverse just for it to be like around Snoop Dogg on the virtual reality. And so this thing with like VR is like that is where the elite. This is where the globalists. This is where, and this is like why John and I like. I'm not against, like, poking at Trump, and I'm definitely not against, like, poking at Biden. It's because I don't like any of them.
Yeah, I don't like any of them.
I'm not for any of them. It's like, I'm anti-establishment. I'm anti-government. Like, oh, you're an anarchist.
Sort I do, of.
Sort of. Oh, you're a libertarian. Well, all libertarians, and then some people say it's like, all libertarians are conservatives that, like smoke a little pot, and I was like, that's funny.
Sorta.
But I don't remember all the virtues. There's six virtues in politics. Do you know what they are by chance?
Man, no.
Liberty is one of them.
Yeah.
And there's five more anyway. Is liberals only have two? I don't remember which two. Like I only remember one of them being liberty. Because libertarians only have one, which is liberty. And then conservative, they have all six. That's weird. I want to look those virtues up. I mean, because that's interesting, right? The six virtues of politics. I think that'll get us. Because that's a political test that you can take to let you know how you align politically, right?
Yeah.
So, let's see if six... Oh, well, I'm on DuckDuckGo right now. Have you heard about Brave as an internet browser?
I haven't.
It's the best one. I've got to download it. Are you aware of like DuckDuckGo?
Uh-uh.
So like, you know, like Google, Safari, Bing, if I was to pull up DuckDuckGo on this laptop right now and then pull up Google side by side, is like, if we search the same key phrase, you would get two different things.
Seriously? I did not know that.
Google and Safari and all those main ones that come standard.
Yeah, go to the same.
Chrome, pretty much. Internet Explorer, all that, which is owned by Google, basically, is they're showing you the window of information that they want you to know about. But, like, you have to go, like, anywhere from 3 to 15 pages deep to actually get to what you want to see.
What
sometimes.
You want to see, yeah.
Well, and like, what's crazy is like, this is why I quit recommending DuckDuckGo to people, is because DuckDuckGo, I believe, has been the first thing. Anytime you create something for society, and I'm working on things right now with sponsors for the show, is the first thing that people try to do is they try to buy you. If that doesn't work, they try to put fear in your heart.
Yeah.
And the thing about it for like some people, like myself, is I only fear God. I don't fear man.
Yeah.
It's like, there's nothing that you can do to me. You can kill me. You're not going to scare me.
Yeah.
I only fear God. That's it. That's the only thing in my worldview that is worthy of fear.
Yeah.
Because he's the great one.
Yeah. All power.
Yeah. But, like, Brave, I think it's clever, it's called Brave. Just do a, download Brave on your phone or get it on your computer.
I'm going to do it.
And do a search. I can't call it a Google search, but yeah. Do a search. And just something that's kind of conspiratorial, right?
Yeah.
Maybe like look up Alex Jones or something like that. Look up Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
And see the result you get with that and test it with what you see from Google. And let me know what happens. Like, screenshot it to me.
All right.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, these six virtues. Six foundations is for, okay, yes, this is it. And these deal with economy. That's why, like, I believe the left leans so heavily toward, like, socialism. There's authority, there's care, liberty, fairness, loyalty, sanctity. Conservatives across the board have all six almost equally.
Yeah.
Libertarians only have liberty. Liberals, they only have care and fairness.
I don't see any of that coming from that, though.
What do you mean?
I don't see liberals doing much caring or being very fair.
Well, that's why that's why I called it a virtue and they called it a foundation. It's a virtue.
Yeah.
And what's crazy, typically right now with the political landscape, I would say that liberalism has become virtue signaling. I actually find them to be the most racist.
Oh, absolutely.
And the most sexist, the most misogynist.
Yeah.
And like any kind of ism.
Ism.
I would actually attribute to them, but they social virtue. And like, this is the thing is like, think about your average college student right now is, you know how a Catholic would go to the booth for confession and confess their sins?
Yeah, and say some.
Well, they'll do this on Twitter. They'll admit to maybe using some homophobic slang or some racial slur. And they'll pray to the altar of social media. They're still going to get affected by it, but the sentence won't be as long. And that is why like I like Twitter, because like you can literally see, and this is atheism, because like I believe that people were designed to worship a god.
Yeah.
And so with atheism, like postmodernism, and you hear me talking about that all the time, is it paved the way for where we are, for this is the perfect atheistic society, but the god is yourself. But you're a depraved being. And so, like, when you go to the altar of social media to confess your sins, you have all these other gods that are going to eat you alive.
Okay. I'm with you.
And, like, it's back to virtual reality just for a second, is I believe that Christianity is going to have to send Christians into the virtual world, like someone leaving the United States to go to Africa.
Yeah,
I mean, just to pull people back into reality, and you're talking about a literal matrix at this point, to where you have a red pill or a blue pill. It's like you can come back to reality, or you can continue living in fantasy. Which pill are you taking? Right?
Yeah. Eventually, there'll be a way. I mean, eventually, it's going to become that people would be more.
Well, that's what they want. They want you living in these pods. They don't want you, because like that was the World Economic Forum. This is like the big globalism. This is build back better. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Yeah,
they don't like the nuclear family. They don't want dads in the homes.
Yeah,
like, and I take it all the way back to LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that was a D, right? Not trying to get blue versus red here.
Yeah.
But he had this thing called the Great Society. That was his big political campaign, right? That's what he called it. You know what it incentivized? And it worked?
Was that?
He was deeply racist.
Oh, yeah. They all are.
Deeply raceless. The Great Society didn't want fathers in the home, and it created the welfare system that we have today.
Yeah.
That incentivized people not being daddy government, take care of me, child support, yeah, rather than having the man in the home.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
It's been incentivized and hard-grained so long, and he's actually, you can hear him on, you can look this up. He uses N-word with a hard R. He's like, they're waking up and they're getting too strong. We got to figure out another way to oppress them. It was through welfare. And when you see those damn lines of people like in droves coming out for, did you know that government will give you a free iPad and cell phone now?
I did not know that.
There's a lot of free, quote unquote, shit out there.
Ain't nothing free, man. There's no such
thing. No, you're going to be taxed for it.
Yeah, no such thing as a free lunch.
Nothing in this world is free.
Yeah.
And so, like, that great society is beginning to unfold. That was one thing that I really liked about Trump, is, like, he really shined light on a lot of bullshit, and he kind of shook some people awake, and he shook some people deranged.
Yeah. That is a fact. He opened up so many eyes and closed.
I mean, I was not politically engaged, man. And, like, if you would have asked me, especially, like, before him, like, dude, I was, I'm liberal. I'm for that.
Because you didn't really follow him.
Yeah. I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention. But, like, when you actually look at things and, like, you weigh them for yourself, you realize it's like, that is deeply, deeply wrong.
Mm-hmm. Everything they say they're doing for you is not doing for you. Anything they say is going to help you out. Anything any government body says is going to help is definitely not going to help.
Yeah. That's why I don't want them involved in healthcare.
They're trying to get in healthcare, man. And that's what we were talking about earlier with
they're coming out open now. Have you seen some of the latest propaganda? Is they want people to begin thinking about their children as not their own, but as a part of the community.
See, that's weird.
What does that sound? What is that?
It takes a family.
There's a word for that. God, and like we are living in a reality right now to where we're rewriting history. We're removing statues. Mm-hmm. Teddy Roosevelt just got removed. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I knew that.
From museum. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, what did he do though? So bad?
Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, like, think about all these statues being removed, history's being rewritten, all these things are changing. You can look words up in Merriam-Webster. That's why I like having these dictionaries and things in this room and in that room. It's full, and it's like I've got fucking World Book. You remember World Book?
Yeah, I remember World Book. I got them.
Yeah. And what's crazy is, as a kid, just I read that and looked through this stuff.
I'd be looking through that shit all the time.
Like,
yeah.
I've seen some shit, like, through World Book and all that. You're not going to fool me with your propaganda and rewriting history and creating these new gods and, like, this new society. You're not going to fool me with that bullshit, because all you want is more power for yourself. All I want for every single person on this planet, black, white, red, yellow, is to be able to live freely and for no one to take their stuff.
Yeah, just leave me alone. That's what everybody wants, really. Everybody just wants to be left alone. There's some people out there that wants everything given to them. Most everybody just wants to be left alone, though. For the most part.
There was a state chart put out, all 50 states. It rated them from 1 to 50 for freedom. What state do you think was number 1?
For freedom, probably Nevada.
No, I think that was number 3. New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
You know, that is the Free State Project. A bunch of libertarians. Like, most state legislation in New Hampshire is Republican, but it's actually libertarian. They just ran as Republican.
Yeah, just so they get elected.
Well, yeah, and like people love what they do, and like they're the free estate. It's a libertarian state. What's the only thing that they value? They value liberty.
Man,
they
free.
They value to be you're fucking free to do. And I'm talking about little L. I'm not talking about big L liberalism. Yeah. Libertarianism.
Yeah.
Little L. Little yeah. government.
Yeah. Little tiny. The best.
Yeah. Like that's why I'm like little L libertarian, right? Like yeah. anarchy is like I'm down with some of those principles and things, but.
We do need some stuff in place.
Yeah, I like little L.
Yeah.
Yeah. But fewest rules is possible.
Yeah, just enough.
Yeah.
Don't kill, don't steal, and don't rape.
Like I say, live free and don't take people's stuff.
Yeah.
Because you have the ability to go get your own stuff.
Yeah, you can get your own stuff.
Yeah. Do it legally.
Yeah.
And by legally, I mean don't transgress against your brother.
Yeah, don't fuck nobody over in the process.
Yeah. Simple motive.
Yeah.
I mean, never happens in a depraved world.
Yeah.
That's the problem of human nature. Sin. Once again, not trying to get spiritual, but Florida's number two. And I think Ron DeSantis has done a great job. And that, like, we said we were going to circle back to this Jen Psaki peppermint patty style baby. Is the UK has declared COVID over. Mass mandates are done.
Yeah.
They threw the vaccine passports out. Like, if you're vaccinated or not, it doesn't
Whatever,
matter. Like,
who cares?
It's back like 2019.
The way
pandemic.
It should be.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And to look at the adverse of that, which America is like, we always, we told ourselves across the world as being free, right? And standing up for freedom and all this, right? And,
we have the most guidelines, probably.
I would estimate in the video he was maybe 11 years old. She, little girl, was being arrested for being in a museum. Or I think arrested is a little strong. Maybe detained.
Detained, yeah, probably.
With her parents because they were doing a unvaccinated protest in a museum to where you had to be vaccinated to enter. But they actually cuffed a girl, a little girl.
So ridiculous.
NYPD man. Did that. That happened in New York. That happened the same day where Boris Johnson in the UK declared it's done.
And that's, like I've said, man, that's where we
so
should be.
Where are we? Like, right now, like, America, like, whenever I put this out, it's like, I'm talking to you, and it's like, no more.
Yeah.
We're going back. 2019, we're going exactly back. It's been 2 years. By the way, this
days.
Shit has not worked. It's not gonna work. So we just need to go back. And by the way, Omicron's not that bad. I got it 2 weeks ago. It was milder. It was a bad cold, a mild flu. Okay, it's not that bad.
Yeah. Which now, you know, it's never gonna leave us.
No, it's gonna be like the flu, and I think you know what? And I'm not anti-vaccine. It's like, and boosters. If you want to get boosters,
get your boost.
Get boosted, dude. I'm with it, dude. Like,
talking to somebody.
If you want to do it like every month, or like if you want to do it like every 2 weeks, like do it up, man.
Do your thing, man.
Dude, I'm happy for you. You know, if that makes you feel good,
if you feel like you're doing your thing, man. Do it.
Yeah, and if you don't want it, I'm for that too.
Cool.
I don't care because that's you.
Yeah,
it don't have shit to do with me.
It don't have nothing.
And just because you're not and I am,
that don't have nothing to do with me.
That means
either.
I'm protected and you're not.
Yeah, so I'm
it's
basically
like,
protecting
and
you.
And like that was a bad take, and everybody fell for that dumbass shit. And I hate that shit. It's like, he's a goddamn menace to society because he didn't get vaccinated. And it's like, leave the motherfucker alone.
Just stay. Yeah, just if you don't.
Look,
like
you are under the impression he's gonna die anyway.
Yeah, you think
let
he's
him
dead
die
already. Let him just go off and die in a hole.
Yeah.
You know, not that I'm saying I want unvaccinated people to die in a hole, because Jesus Christ, I never want to say that.
I don't either. But I'm just saying, it's like, live and let live.
Live and let
Whatever
live.
He wants to do, I don't care.
Who cares?
That's him. It's not me.
Why can't we just go back to that, dude? And like, why are we so concerned with how everyone, you know, it's great to be concerned about your fellow man and, you know, worry about their well-being.
Oh, I'll tell you why.
But who cares?
Like, are you a fan of Jack Johnson at all?
I am, yeah.
He had a great line in a song. I don't remember the name of the song, but I remember the line. It's it deals with exactly what you're saying. Is everybody thinks that everybody knows about everybody else and everybody cares about anything other than what they should care about, which is what you're doing.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. He called that shit, what did that come out in, like 2004 probably?
Yeah. But that's just it. It's like, worry about yourself.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck what somebody this down man, the street or across the world's doing? Shit.
And don't you be worrying about that man downtown. Let him do his thing.
He's got COVID, Dick. He's dealing with it.
He's trying his best.
Yeah, he's trying to lance arm this thing out, dude. I mean, still undecided. He could say eight lance arms. Hell, yeah. He could go to 24 you know, if he wanted to.
Man, before I got COVID, this thing would fucking hit the ground.
Yeah,
he was standing.
He was now a man downtown.
Trying to do a push-up.
You know, when he got done, I mean, girls couldn't walk right.
Yeah.
He was the man downtown.
He was fucking, I don't know. He was doing his thing, man. And, you know, don't hold him down. Don't try and put your lance arms on him.
Yeah. Yeah, and just, if you have a hammer now, you don't have to rub it in.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a giant dick from COVID,
yeah,
don't be.
Everybody would want to get it.
Yeah, everybody like, be like, let me get that dude, COVID, man.
Dude, I gotta get that COVID. How do you get it? You
this motherfucker got it? 4 inches, dude. For real? Yeah, 4 inches, man. Let me get that COVID. I'm gonna lick that doorknob
like
over there.
COVID boosted testosterone. Yeah. It's like you grew and like libido and everything.
Yeah,
it's
just like ready to fucking go yeah, at it.
It's just.
Need like, 2 downtowns.
Yeah. 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 This cat couldn't play in 1 zip code.
Yeah, he needed 2 downtowns.
He's talking about a third one. I don't know what's up with this guy.
He's like, he just don't even sleep no more.
He's out here taking folks pound town.
Yeah, pound town. But that's the thing, man. We need to get back there. I think everybody's mental health would get better. If we would just fucking go back to normal.
I think, and I see a lot of people making it. And like I said, I don't care if I get banned. I'm eventually going to make the move anyway. And I think the best thing that people can do is leave social media. Or if, like, you know what?
Leave it in its place.
Leave it in its place, yeah. And I'm trying to figure out how to say that. It's like, it controls so much of your life. It's like, they know when you're taking a shit. Because, like, tell me, like, who doesn't get on their social media while they're taking a shit?
Unless it's like a brutal one, I'm always on my phone. Because we can't have our phones out on the floor, dude, so that's the only time we can use it.
Yeah.
Unless it's break time.
Exactly. I know people who take long shits for that reason, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm telling you, it's like, they have so much over you, and, like, they advertise towards you, and they show you what you think you might like, and then they also might be running a social experiment, which, like, they know what will put you, like, set
in
you
a
off.
Move, make you angry, yeah. Make you sad.
Yeah, yeah, I think about this is, I was on call, and 911 dispatch calls me when I'm on call. They tell me about what's going on, and then I have to handle it.
Yeah.
Right? And that shit's dead at 10 o'clock. And 911 calls me at 10:08, and a customer is requesting to talk to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
at 10:08.
Yeah, and I tell the lady at 911, because I was already on the laptop working on things. Like,
yeah.
It was a shit night. Like, nothing was going right.
Yeah.
The system wasn't working right, all this and that. And I had already driven to Starkville. Like, I had come home and went back, right? Yeah. I was already pissed off, and I'm in my office, and I'm working on that. 911 calls me 10:08, and I was like, well, I'm going to answer it. And the customer's requesting to talk to me. And, like, I literally just did what he needed done. And I told her, I was like, look, he's got power now. There's no need to talk to him. All he wanted to talk to you. And I was like, well, I'm not going to talk to him. And it's like, that's not protocol. I was like, well, give me the number.
Yeah.
I wrote the number down, and I thought about it for a minute, and then I didn't call him. Like, I was like, I'm willing to get wrote up over this because all he wants to do is call and take out his anger on me.
Yeah. He just wants somebody.
And he already has what he wants because, like, the power is back on. Yeah. And I'm about to have to get, and it was raining that night. And I have to get out in the rain and, like, change a meter because a meter failed, right? I was like, and it's 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. I'm not happy about it already.
Yeah.
I was like, the last thing I want to do is, like, someone to rain on my tea party.
Yeah.
And it's already raining at my tea party. It's like, if I talk to this guy tonight, it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah, you've already got the umbrellas.
Like, I'm already in Starkville. It's like, I would probably drive to his house and be like, let's fucking go.
Let's go, dude.
You know?
It's like the Uber driver I saw just threw the fucking food on the ground. Like, fuck you, look, dude.
I'm about to whoop your ass or you're about to whoop mine. It's like, that's how I was mad that night. I was like, I'm not. No, I don't want to take his shit right now.
Yeah, I don't want to eat his shit right now. Just because he got
mad. I think people, like, we don't understand that. We weren't educated on it because it was brand new. And a lot of people don't understand social media, but it has an effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
It affects you.
Yeah. That's why you need to limit it.
That's exactly why. I'm not on any of the dating apps like Tinder or Hinge or any of those things.
Oh, man.
I've never done it. Immediately after my divorce, I was hanging out with a buddy of mine in Foley, and like I saw him like swiping left and right, and like I was like, what the hell? What is it? He playing some kind of game on his phone?
Yeah.
And I was like, what you got going on over there? And he was like, this is Tinder. And I was like, oh, what's that? And he's like, it's a dating app. And I've known the guy all my life, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, dating app. He's like, yeah, it shows people in the area, and like, you know, if you swipe right, you like them. You swipe left, you're like, eh, move on, or vice versa. I don't know how.
Yeah,
it works.
Whatever. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cool, man. I might hop on there. And he's like, never download this app.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't think you should. I don't think you should do any of that. He's like, I just don't think that's something that you should do. So I never did. I never did. Never have.
I don't blame you. I had it. I had all of them. I didn't have Hinge.
Hinge is kind of newer, I think.
Yeah, it was, you know, I'm not that man about town anymore.
Yeah. I don't have anything against, like, dating apps, but I think they're, and I think Facebook even has a dating app now, if I'm not mistaken, but that creates hookup culture. And you hear about all these things. It's like there was a report put out by the New York Post a couple of days ago. It said that 1 in 10 mothers don't know the biological father. Like they're unsure of who it could be.
That's because
1 in 10.
That's because everybody's sleeping with everybody, man.
And you think about like the public crisis, and I live in the middle of nowhere, and so like the dating, like what good would Tinder do me here?
Oh, God, like, yeah, you'd have to
put dude, I was like, dude, my cousin's on here. Oh, my God.
Yeah, God.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I can see, like, in a big city. That's another reason why, like, I never thought it was a good idea. It's like, I don't, because I'm going to know these people, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
and they're going to know me. People you see at the bar.
Yeah.
You know? And you're like,
yeah,
I didn't know you liked me.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I just think you're hot.
Yeah, so
I was taking the shit.
I always thought I was like, that's a really weird situation that I don't want to put myself in. Right? Yeah. Does that make sense now?
Yeah. Did you know we matched on Tinder?
Yeah. It's like, ain't that strange?
Yeah. I saw that we matched on Tinder, and like, you said you were busy tonight. You're by yourself.
Yeah. What's up?
You gonna ghost me? I think that's had a lot to do with shit too. Ghosting.
And so like, but there's stories of like, you know. There's a big push for people. It's like, oh, you got to be in the city, got to live in the city, right? And then, like, a lot of people right now are, like, moving out of the city. But, like, they're not moving far enough. They're moving to the suburbs. But to go back into this culture of, like, this is marriage culture.
Yeah.
Is, I mean, this literally happened to a buddy of mine. Like, you know, they've been married. They got a kid. They finally saved up enough money to get into a good school district. They live in a suburb now.
Yeah.
And you know what the thing is in that suburb? There's a hookup culture of, like, exchanging wives and shit on nights and stuff. And it's like imagine all these, like, pitfalls for your marriage that you could fall in. And it's like, I believe, like, having 40 acres of land and, like, not having neighbors is, like, the way to go, right?
Yes, that is the way to go. Because, you know, I've lived out here, and now I live in the city. 40 acres. That's what you want. It don't even have to be a nice house. Just yours.
Yeah.
Something yours, 40 acres of land.
Yeah. You know, the whole thing is crazy, and I blame it all on social media, really. It's like, it's too easy to connect with people. Yep. I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, being friendly or being a good neighbor.
Being, you know, cordial. But, like,
I don't want to sleep with your wife, okay?
No, I damn sure don't want you sleeping with mine.
Yeah. All right, yeah. And I was like, that is absurd of you to ask.
Yeah, why are you even asking to sleep? I would never ask to sleep with your wife.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't even care if she gets down like that. I'm not going to ask to sleep with her. That's gross.
Don't want
to
be a swinger. That's not my thing. And it's like, so the whole sanctity of relationships and marriage is like just in the shitter. And like, I understand like this American culture right now that doesn't want to deal. And like, everyone seems to be looking for what they call the trad wife or the trad husband, right? Traditional. Yeah. And it's like, you're not going to find it there. Like, everybody's like, go to church and you'll find it. It's like, you ever been with a preacher's daughter?
Yeah, they wild.
Right.
You want to go, if you look for the girl at church, you want to go with the fuck-up's daughter.
Yeah.
The like, one who didn't always it's like go to church.
It's like, and I'm not even talking about looks at all. It's it's like the mutt.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to pick out, like, you necessarily don't want pick of the litter.
No, you want the.
Because they're like the most faithful, right? Yeah,
you basically want the runt. Be the hardest working.
And you know, that's the age-old thing. It's like you can't judge a book by the cover, right?
Yeah.
And this goes to looks. It's like, for those who are attractive and, you know, like social media and everything socially is absolutely easier on them. They're easier on the eye.
Yeah.
And so you see these dumbass articles, and these are mainstream medias like Atlantic Post, stuff like that. Is like, study shows that people are more attractive if they wear a mask. And I was like, if your best feature is your eyes, absolutely. Let's think about, like, if you have, like, shit teeth. Yeah, wearing a mask definitely helps
you out.
And, like, I smile underneath my mask. It's like, it's a prettier smile. You got a shit smile.
Yeah, you're missing a tooth and you got one gold one.
Yeah, or like, you got like, if you're like me and you got a big nose, you know, it's...
There's things that there is mascot.
Yeah.
I was talking to my wife about mascot while we were in Memphis. Because, you know, if you can be hot from the eyes up...
That's what I'm saying. If your best feature is your eyes...
Welcome to you're in your fucking heyday, like, right now.
So we're no longer saying butterface. We're saying like, I don't even know what to call this new
term. Yeah, this new thing.
We have to develop this like we did the Lance arms here. So like you have a mask blocking the bottom half of two of your senses.
Well, now we know that this is where the fuckery starts.
Okay.
The bottom half of your face is where shit gets fucked up.
Yeah.
We know that now.
Yeah, and it also, think about this, is as far as communicating, I've recorded two episodes during the pandemic wearing a mask, and the guest wore a mask, and that was a hard episode, because you know what I was left doing? A lot of times I didn't understand what was said, and like I need to be able to see your mouth, and
because you need to be able to
read your eyes, like... You know, it's like, okay, he's full of shit. He can't make eye contact he's, you know, whatever. Yeah, he's bullshitting.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I can read eyes, but, like, being able to see the mouth is like, I can hear.
Yeah. I hate dealing with masks and, like...
And I can see it and interpret it.
Having to deal with, like, important shit. Like, I had to go to the DMV in Tennessee and get my driver's license changed over.
You're got this muffled thing.
I need to change my driver's license from Mississippi to Tennessee. Do you have all your paperwork? Well, what paperwork do I need, man? Well, you gotta have some kind of mail, and you gotta. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
you know.
That'll be $35.
That'll be $35.
Cash only.
Cash only. Well, they take card in Tennessee. And go stand in front of the blue screen.
Yes, really.
So what? You go stand in front of the burner?
And like, okay, and how this makes less sense is I know they had that, like...
Oh, the plastic fucking thing, too? Yeah.
Yeah.
Face, like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nonsensical.
The buffet window
thing. Yeah, yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Subway shit.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to the buffet line, sneeze guard, sneeze guard.
Sneeze guard, yeah. That's, I mean, yeah. You're already sneeze. Yes.
You're behind a fucking sneeze guard, and you got a mask
on. Oh, it's crazy. It's like, one thing I want to say about COVID right now, and like, okay, misinformation. Look, I want to tell you something, sweetheart. Everybody's going to get it.
Everybody's going to get it. If you ain't got it yet, it's coming. Hopefully, it's not bad.
Yeah, and for the most part, like most people experience as of late with the Omicron, it's not that bad. Lur. And like, look, I wouldn't even like, I got it 2 weeks ago. And it's like, how do you know you had it? I didn't go get tested. I just, maybe I had the flu.
Yeah.
Maybe I had a bad cold. But that was literally like what it was like, okay? And so you don't have to be scared of it. And if it happens to you, whether you're, you know, 2 shots in, 3 shots in, 4 shots in, no shots in, you'll probably be okay.
Yeah, you're going to be okay.
Look, I know it's cold right now. Step outside, get you some sunlight, get you some of that vitamin D.
Vitamin D.
I took zinc, vitamin C and D, and I would go for, you know, step outside on the porch or maybe go for a walk around the yard.
Yeah.
And
did you ever have any shortness of breath?
Did not. I had a migraine. I have a migraine right now. I've had a migraine since 10 o'clock this morning. That is one thing, like I was telling you earlier about the guy who had the patchy beard, is like since I've had this, is I don't get headaches.
Yeah.
Now I do, and I get migraines, and it's like right here. Right, literally right there, right behind my right eye.
It might be caffeine, maybe. I don't know. When was the last time you had some caffeine? Like, an abundance?
Maybe. I had a monster at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh, today? Oh, yeah, no, then no. It won't be a caffeine. If you've had caffeine today, it wouldn't be a caffeine headache.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and so, like, my COVID experience, if it was COVID, like I said, I didn't get tested, but that's the logic behind there is, like...
Yeah. If you don't feel enough symptoms and feel bad enough, just don't go get tested.
Well,
just
stay at home. Not only that was like, just in the time of season that we're in, is I felt like shit. Told my supervisor, hey, I don't feel good. Not coming in. Probably COVID. Looked at the CDC. They said 5 days. It hit me on a Thursday night. I missed Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, went back to work Wednesday. And I don't know how that, I mean, did I do quarantine wrong? Or are you supposed to like quarantine like 5 days after you're better?
I don't know.
And like
man.
The quarantine rules change. It was like 14 days, 10 days, 5 days. I think like with the CDC lowering it down to 5 days, it's like everyone admitting themselves. It's like, can we just get herd immunity and, like, just everybody get it?
Yeah, I think everybody's sick of it. And they're just like, all right, let's flood this shit.
Yeah. Just let it flood the market here. Yeah, like, everybody get them right some quick.
Omegatron. Lur!
So, like, yeah, I had, like, flu-like symptoms, like body aches. I had a migraine. I had an itchy throat. I smoke. By the way, I wanted to tell you about, and I've reached out to these people. They don't have a lot of followers on social media. They're a fairly new company. I hope they'll be a sponsor on the show. Fume. Breathefume.com. It's
a cool looking little device.
Yeah, it's cool looking. It's like a little wood pipe, and you put like a, you put these.
Can you hit it?
I
want to see it. I want to see the hit. You don't put anything out.
That's the Conquer. That's their most pop. They call them a core. And so it's infused with a super plant, right? And so, like, inhale it through your mouth and breathe it out your nose.
Okay.
And you'll get a full experience, unless your nose is stopped up. You taste it?
Yeah.
Tastes good? Mm. Did you kind of get, like, a hit sensation?
Yeah.
And also, do you have something to do with your hands? It's a very psychological thing. And what I found is, like, when I'm out at the bar or if I'm at a party and I pull that out and I take a hit, it's like, it's a conversation starter. And so I can be proactive about like sharing my experience of trying to quit smoking, right?
Has it helped you?
Yes. So I went from smoking a pack a day, and now I'm under half a pack. And I want to tell you that everyone's journey in quitting smoking is different.
Mine has been rough, dude.
And like this is the same thing. And I'm not trying to make this all about sex, guys. I feel like I've been like heavily focused on sex lately, but
yeah.
They, you know, like let's just say like marriage statistic is like people who have only been with their partner are more satisfied than people who have been with a lot of people. No shit. Just like people who never picked up smoking are happier than people who smoked and quit, because you know what you're missing, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's not like you're missing something good, but like you've been out there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you know what you've tasted the honey.
Yeah.
You know.
And so like I don't want to shame people, and I have other friends who bought some because they want to quit smoking too, and one of them was able to go cold turkey, and the other testimony is like mine, it's been a little bit more difficult. And so, like, everyone's story is a little different, but I believe in the company Fume. They're based out of Canada. You can go on there, and, like, it looks like a little wooden chess piece.
It's really cool, yeah.
It's cool, and, like, when you're out at the bar, and you, like, whip it out, like, people are gonna ask you about it. It's a cool little conversation starter, so you can share your journey about being smoke-free, being more proactive about your health, and, taking this thing we call life seriously. And so that is my plug for Fume. I hope they'll be a paid sponsor on the show soon. But yeah, that's my pitch.
Dude, I dig the little device though, because I wonder if they could do like other types of wood.
They do. They have four different types.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, you can get like a darker. That one there I think is the olive. That was my favorite one. I like the design, you know, it's like they got those swirls in it.
This is a strange little thing here. I like it.
Does it not curve your...
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking I wanted to smoke, and then I've been hitting
But, like,
this thing.
Think about, like, the psychological effect of it is, like, it gives you something to do with your hands.
That's because, not like, a vape.
Yeah, and that's another thing is, like, it works for some people. And I don't want to hate on vapers and, like, make, like, douche canoe jokes or whatever.
No.
I don't want to hate on that culture. A lot of friends that vape.
I have one.
Yeah, you have one. So, I understand, like, the nicotine. You can break down nicotine to where you're eventually off, but, like, most people I know, like, what's 24 is the highest you can get?
50 in the salt and but like, don't 24 don't, in the freebase.
Don't a cigarette only have, like, 12 nicotine in it?
Yeah.
It's like, so, like, you started vaping to quit smoking, but you're doing more nicotine.
Yeah. No, see, that was what was tripping me out, man. You know, your typical cigarette has 3 milligrams of nicotine.
I thought it was 12. Is it 3?
3.
And so, like, but the starting ground for, like, some of these vapes is like, yeah, we'll get you at 12.
So they're hitting you, like, every time.
That has no nicotine. That has no negative properties. It's like, dude, there's no smoke, right? You're just hitting it. You have a taste. And, like, I recommend people, like, breathe it in with your mouth, breathe it out your nose. That way, like, because, you know, your sense of smell will really heighten the taste. Mm-hmm. It tastes good.
It's got kind of the
mint. And, like, I leave it in, like, you know, I wear shirts like this where I have, like, a pocket on my chest. And, like, your clothes will smell like it, just like cigarettes. But, like, it smells good.
Yeah, it smells good.
Like, I mean,
okay.
Like,
you kind of smells like a clove in a way.
That's right.
Like kind of burning clove.
Like an incense.
Yeah.
Instead of smelling like a damn ashtray, you can smell like a chompa or some shit. But it's not chompa. It's not
strong. It's not chompa, but yeah. So I tried it with the mouth hit and like blowing it out my mouth.
Yeah, it's totally different experience.
Totally different.
Yeah. That's why I say, like, breathing, like, it's the opposite of, like, how athletes run. You know, like, athletes breathing their nose out their mouth. It's like when you're smoking this, is inhale through your mouth, exhale through your nose.
Yeah, you really need to exhale through your nose.
to get the full effect.
It heightens the experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally believe in that. And, like, there's testimonies that people have given me because I shared about it on my Facebook because, like, that is something that I'm also going to cut back on the drinking and stuff. It's like I want to talk about the journey, and I want like people who listen who may struggle with these. I want you to be healthy.
Yeah, get the.
It's like, yeah, we might take some deep jabs at 45 if you're a fan of him, or 46 if you're a fan of him. But like in the end of things, it's like I'm not trying to piss you off. I just want you to think
logically
about it. And also, I want you to be healthy. I want you to be here. You know, smoking is it's a horrible habit, and I have it myself, and I'm trying to break it.
Dude, like I told you, I've tried vaping, I've tried cold turkey, I've tried dipping, everything, and nothing. I'm even on a prescription now, not Chantix. But,
oh, yeah, we had a whole discussion on that before we started airing.
Yeah.
Because, like, Chantix will give you, like, nightmares, make you want to kill yourself and stuff.
Yeah, or kill somebody, like
You're done? Or you want
to... Yeah, I'm done with it. I was just playing with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's something else about it, right?
You can just play with it. It's cool to play with. Yeah, it's got two grooves in there for your
finger. It's a very psychological thing, dude. I like these guys.
I like that product, man. Yeah,
it's cool. And that's another thing is, like, I've had... I didn't quite have the numbers from... Manscaped wanted to sponsor our show.
What?
And the numbers aren't quite there. So, like, guys, if you're still here, I would ask that you would rate and review the show and, like, continue to tell people about the show. Is someone screenshotted, like, their social media the other day, and it's like, this is out in the Midwest.
Yeah.
And they sent me the photo. It's like, people was sharing the show out there on their social media. I'm so blessed by that.
That's super cool.
Thank y'all so much. It's like, people that don't even, like, know me.
Yeah.
It's like they're sharing it on there. Like they want their friends to know about the show. And I'm so thankful for that.
That is super cool.
So rating and reviewing, guys, I can't stress it enough.
Maybe they'll fall into an off the deep end.
Yeah. Oh, but they do.
Like, they'd be like, that's crazy.
Yeah, this is one of these shows. Like some of the interviews.
Yeah.
Like, and I highly recommend those to people. It's like I like doing those shows, but like it's the off the deep end and Untapped and Vinyls.
And Cobb. And when you can get Cobb on, man.
Yeah, and Cobb episodes are like, yeah.
You know, I was right there at the funeral home today, right across from where he works, and I almost thought about texting him.
You should have. Well, actually, he was probably in the bed asleep. I don't think he's third shift guy.
Oh, so yeah, he wouldn't have been there
probably
just
yet. Probably would have pissed him off.
Be like, God damn it, I was just about to wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle, he's going to be on Sunday, I hope.
Sunday?
Yeah.
And then I saw you had Cole back on.
Yeah, I mean, like, just bringing the regulars and
stuff.
Yeah,
man,
you know?
Hell yeah.
And, like, by the way, it's like, if anyone was, like, there's no beef, like, with anyone. Like, people ask about Andrew, Unbridled and Untamed, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And there ain't no beef. It's like, we're just busy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's just got, like, you know, we're having a hard time getting together to do episodes of me in Memphis and then peak season and all that shit.
Right on, yeah. I mean, just... you know, like, I didn't put out, like, I'm usually good. Like, if I don't hit Tuesday and Thursday, I'll at least get one episode out a week.
Yeah, yeah.
And that week I didn't get an episode out. Like, I had, like, a couple people, like DM me.
Hey, man.
And they were like, is Porch Talk over? And I was like, no, I'm sick.
Yeah. I'm dying, dude. Damn.
Yeah.
Let me die for a little while.
Yeah, let me get over this Omegatron here.
Yeah. What Omnivariant? Omnivomit?
Yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, it's a damn transformer.
Yo Dabba. Yo Dabba Babba.
I feel like there's we've covered a lot of ground. I think I had a couple more things I wanted to talk about.
Hey, man.
It's 11:30. You got.
I do have to go to a funeral in the morning.
Yeah.
Like in the morning.
All right, so let's walk this thing out the door. What is the last thing that you want to talk about?
I think we've punched enough at 46.
Yeah. I agree with that. And I hate being hard. I kind of feel like terrible about being mean to him.
He just makes it so easy.
Yeah.
It's just like
it's like punching down.
it is almost punching down. If they ever come out and really say he's got dementia, it will be punching down, and we'll have to stop completely.
Yeah, but like Kamala or like whomever, and like that was a horrible VPP because like she literally had no delegations when it came to DNC.
Nothing.
It's like she was not liked.
No,
not even by her own party.
Yeah,
I mean, like people didn't forget about what she did when she was like what Attorney General in California, where she was basically losing like. These people should have been out of jail on parole.
Yeah.
And grant you, they were majority black. They were in jail for nonviolent drug crimes.
And get lost.
And they were used for cheap labor to put out forest fires. You can look that up. That is literal fucking facts.
Yeah.
And like, tell me she's not fucking awful.
Well, think about who she works for. Or not works for, works with. One of the most... God, we said we weren't going to punch at 46 anymore.
Yeah. It's... Like I said, it just feels easy.
It is. Because there's so much. You know, people say you have a target on your back sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, his target is like the broadside of a barn on his back.
Dude, I mean, like, you can make, like, relentless, like... childish jokes about, like, I wonder if he shit his pants today.
Yeah, did they change his diaper this morning before he went on
and
TV?
Probably checks out true at least twice, right?
And here I am. Broken clock's like, wrong once, or right once, or twice a day.
I don't know, I hope the best for him, you know. We gotta deal with this 3 years. It's like, I'll hold it together, man, you know?
Yeah, I hope he does, just because I don't know what Kamala, whatever the hell her name is, would do for the country, or two.
It would be more two, and it would be a literal fucking, I'm sure.
Yeah, so...
Well, I mean, like, yeah, I've told you this, is I'm not even mad, I'm impressed. Is, okay, let's think about taxes.
I don't even want to think about taxes.
Okay, I want to get you fired up here, is... they figured out a way to tax you by the mile. How long do you think it'll take them to tax you for the air you breathe?
Well, they already are, basically.
And so, like, let's think about this in transactional. And this is, like, something that I'm not going to fucking do here. Because I want to have vendors here.
Yeah.
And selling their wares. And, like, when you go to work these festivals, it's like you have to fill out these tax papers.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm a small business. I bought all this material to create these goods, right?
Yeah.
So I have money in material. I have money in time that it took to make it. And then I had to market it. Yeah. Like I had to put it in a package.
Yeah.
And then I had to load it up and drive out to your festival. Now, granted, this is city ordinance stuff, and like I'm not attacking people who throw festivals.
Yeah.
And then like,
because they're usually pretty chill about it, city.
Yeah, you go around and be like, oh, here's your tax papers. Okay, so I already paid taxes on the materials that I had to buy. So government already got a hand on that.
Yeah, they getting a piece of that pie.
I spent the time making the stuff.
Piece of that pie.
There's a piece of that pie somewhere, because I bet I went and bought some food or something to energize myself, right?
Yeah.
And they tax that.
Yeah, when you charge the person for your labor.
And then when I charge the person for my labor, they got to pay a tax. And then I have to pay a tax on the land that I'm standing on to sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not with that.
Yeah, that's that big-ass government, that big G.
It's like, you're almost, like, we're at the point now, it's like, we threw tea in the Boston Sea.
Yeah.
For literally less than that.
Yeah, nothing. 2%.
And now, I mean, we're almost at like 17.5 or better.
Oh, God.
We're just taking it.
Just give me more, Daddy.
Paying for what?
Well, what are we actually paying for, man? Like, really?
Well, you look into it, like, you're paying for a lot of things you probably don't want to be paying for.
I mean, we probably paid for a bunch of trips. I know I paid for at least one trip to Mar-a-Lago or wherever.
And I tell you, like, what I want to do. This, and I would never get it like a true Amish. I would love to go to the Amish community and interview someone. It would be the equivalent to me is I have a passion and a heart for the snake handling community in Christianity.
Man. They're cool.
I believe that they are the most misunderstood people on the face of this earth. Because they fear God, they don't fear man.
Yeah.
And they practice their faith openly, and they practice it dangerously. And if you go to one of these services, and I'm trying to plan this out with Abe, and I want to be a part of this, is I want to go to these services, and I want to have the experience. And I'm not saying that I would handle the snake, but if I felt led to, I absolutely would.
Absolutely.
If I felt like I needed to. These people will drink literal poison. That's right. And they'll handle venomous snakes. And they might do it 1,241 times before they're bit. And when they get bit, they say it was the will of God.
Yeah, that was it.
Well, that makes sense to me because you've done it 1,241 times.
Yeah, you got to get one.
Right? Well, it's crazy. And that's the same way I handle the Amish. It's like, I would like to talk to Amish about their COVID experience. You know what I bet they would say? What's that?
You mean what the cows get?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Right? And I think that would be a good block for like waking people up. It's like, these are people who are not involved in our world. They don't watch TV. They don't ingest media. They literally live off the land, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, some of them work out in the world.
I wonder, like, yeah, you have those TV shows or whatever. It was like the Amish Mafia, is that what it's called?
Well, that's
weird. Hollywood.
Some of them work out in the
But world, like, but my point is like, these people who are just completely unaware, like, and I think about like some third world countries I've been to, it's like, I bet they're in the exact same state they were in then. With the exception of first world, because like America is highly responsible for like food production. California and Texas produces a shit ton of food for the entire world.
Yeah.
And so like, I'm sure like with the supply chain, like these countries are like feeling some shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
And that's the thing, it's like, I don't think people think enough about with like shutting things down. It's like, we can't afford to shut down because people will literally
starve. People in
starve.
Other countries rely on us.
They'll starve. Yeah. They need us. And it's just a big humanitarian effort. It's like, it's time for us to be like the UK. The United States needs to throw away the vaccine passports, the mask mandates. We need to go back to normal. And like, we never got back to the right one, the cancel Carhartt, and like bitching out at the left, right?
Yeah, well, that's because it's just the same shit in a different bag, man.
Yes, it's exactly it. It's like, the reality is that both sides do it. You both need to recognize that you're both wrong. And, like, even the person that you're trying to crucify probably has some fault.
Yeah.
But, like, we need to have a path of redemption for these people, for these companies. And for all of that.
Yeah.
That is my stance. It's like, once again, I'm coming from a Christian background. Is I believe in a path of redemption for people.
Well, you can't be bad forever. Well, I mean, you can be, but not everybody
Governor
that's Whitmer, bad.
Cuomo, Wolf,
not everybody. Lori Lightfoot. Not everybody that's bad wants to be bad forever.
I don't know. I think with where we are in American politics and why we weren't ahead of the UK is because we have been duped and voted and
empires fall every 250 years, man.
Supposedly, and I believe in a fourth turning. Like, I highly recommend that book. But
yeah,
you think about some of the governors and mayors of these big cities that we have right now, it's way worse than what's federal. Way worse to a god-awful amount. The new governor that replaced Cuomo in New York described racism to be a emergency, like a crisis.
Yeah.
And they're not handling like it happens in big cities like Chicago or Los Angeles or New York City, is to where there are these hate crimes done on Asians.
Yeah.
And it happens to be from the same people every time, but we're not addressing it because it's it's hurtful and it doesn't feel the narrative.
Yeah.
But we have, like, if you're going to correct a problem, you have to be honest about the problem.
You're right.
You have to look at it for what it is.
Yeah.
And if you're not, you're only going to set things up to fast tracking that because they know that they can get away with it.
And that's like, you know, when people, we bend over and take it so much.
Yeah.
That they get used to giving it.
Oh, yeah. And that goes back to what I was saying about these governors and mayors that we have voted in the power. Is like, they're little authoritarians.
Yeah, they are.
They want to be
gain of function. That shit.
They want to reign and rule over you. Yeah, and
they
like
want to be your king.
Yeah, they want to make you wear a mask while they don't.
Yep.
They want to tell you how bad like Florida and New Hampshire is while vacationing there.
Yeah,
while they want you, and like you, hypocrisy is a real thing.
Oh, it's strong, yeah.
And like, call people out for their hypocrisy.
We
shouldn't let it slide. We shouldn't. There's no slight given because you were voted into that position to represent me. You're paid. Now represent me, and you're not representing my values by doing that.
Yeah. You're representing ideals, and those ideals are yours, buddy.
Right on. And so, like, man, anything else to do? I feel like this is the best episode that we've ever done.
I dig it, man. It is a good one. It flowed very well.
But the thing about it, it's not going to be one. I think it's going to be a two-parter. We're 3 hours in.
It's like the old ones when we would be like passing out or falling asleep with the microphone still on.
Yeah, I think about that because like I hate putting out, and I can't put out long episodes. It's like what, hour and a half's threshold.
Yeah.
But like this, I don't think, like, I'm going to listen back, but I don't think there's anything that could. I think, like, everything that was said needed to be said.
Yeah, I dig it.
Whether you like it or not.
You need to hear it, man. Sometimes, you know, there's hard pills.
Yeah. Sometimes. And, guys, I want to open this up to you. Is like, I'm thankful for you listening. Is jump on the Porch Talk Discord.
I got to get Discord.
Write me on social media. Whatever one that you use, I'm probably on it. I'm on the main ones. Like you can write me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, PorchTalk_101. But call me out on my shit.
Yeah, I need to be called out on my shit sometimes.
Because I know I'm not right, and I know like he's coming from a bias.
Yeah.
So like, open up to me and like. If you're willing to come on the show and talk about it, let's have a discussion.
Do it.
Right?
Come on. I like to hear varying opinions.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we run, like, along with each other.
We're kind of a yes man to each other.
Yeah, we run a lot together on a lot. I'd like to have somebody come up and be like, motherfucker, no.
Yeah. And it's healthy.
Yeah.
And, like, it challenges, like, and I think it's equally good for everyone. Like for the person who says, "Now wait a minute,
hold on now." That's true, but
yeah, and it's good for the guy being challenged. It's good for the listener because you're hearing both sides of the take.
Yeah,
and like you can like, but the hard thing is like not coming in with a bias.
See, yeah,
right.
That's why. That's why it's so hard, because
it's so easy to get a bias and you don't even realize it, you know?
Yeah.
And you'll just be like, blah, 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 and then somebody will be like,
I mean, but I like this show. This is it's the only show, and I would never ask my guest to talk politics. But like, this is the only show within the platform that is, you know, Cobb would do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. But now where would it go?
Yeah. Cobb would definitely do it. But like, that's the thing about it is like, are you really willing to put yourself out there?
Yeah. Yeah. Where's it going to go?
Yeah.
Like, how much can I say before I'm like,
Right.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. And you know, you're sitting like.
But once again, it's like we're talking conspiracy, so it just invites itself.
It does, because there's so much conspiracy around politics, man.
That's it.
Because there's so much that's hidden from so many hidden agendas. And we don't know if we just could find out the truth. And what if what we're getting fed is the truth?
No, it absolutely isn't. And that was a comment I made today on my lunch break, was someone sent me I think it was Sky News, which is like alt-right Australian shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was looking at it and I was like, I mean, do you trust like American media? And their answer was no. And I was like, why do you trust Australian right-wing media? I was like, you have to understand, it's like there is, and I hate to use this word because like it's been hijacked by like political conversation, is there is nuance. Oh, it's God. Like you have to be able to actually see the situation to have an opinion. Is
yeah, outside any
time that you take something for face value,
yeah,
that is a horrible mistake to make. Yeah. Like, these are hot button issues, but like George Floyd, Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah. I mean, these are hard issues. Like, latest thing, like, back to the Uyghurs just for the second. And like, I'm blanking on his name. He has like 10% shares in the Warriors. This is a basketball team back to the NBA. He's got a huge podcast. It's like got like 2 million listeners an episode. It's like a big deal.
Yeah.
And like, in my opinion, like, he is legendary for having like god awful takes. Okay?
Yeah.
And so like someone asked him, like the moderator for the episode, like asked him about like his take on like Uyghurs, right? In China.
Yeah.
And he said that it was below his line to care about. Like, I was like, that's literally genocide. Yeah. I was like, they're like chemically castrating these people and like they're using them for slave labor.
Yeah.
And but like that was a super clip. They didn't cut out like the rest of what he said. And he was like, you had to think about it like this. He's like, this is who I, you know, own 10% shares of Golden State Warriors. They have a $1.5 billion contract with China. Whatever I say here is like, they're either going to, this doesn't reflect the NBA or this is the NBA.
Yeah.
And like, I really want to like, give every side of this so people can think, is I think he has a point to where, like, it's like me being worried about the Uyghurs. Is like, I live in small town Alabama. Like, what the fuck am I really going to do about it? Like,
yeah, what's
I just wake up every day just pissed off as fuck about it. Yeah, and I go to bed mad as fuck about it. And, like, not doing anything. I'm just mad.
Just mad.
And, like, anytime I just go out and I'll be like, well, these damn Muslim Uyghurs just get shit canned by China every day.
Every day.
Disney likes it.
Yeah, they love it.
And it's like, that doesn't do any good for anybody. And so, like, I understand what he means by below his line.
Yeah.
And, like, when I think about Portstop, when I think about the show, and just to bring this to a close, is my main thing is I want to get music interviews. I want to talk to these indie artists who necessarily don't have a voice, who don't have a marketing program behind them. I want to share their music. We're accomplishing that.
Yeah.
Miss Hillingsley never believed that I would throw my second music festival. And I'm going to do it on April 8th and 9th. That's a Friday and a Saturday in Kennedy, Alabama. And like when you show up, I want you to show out and I want you to say that Miss Hillingsley can suck it.
Because yes.
She was wrong.
Yeah.
Twice. Because it's my second.
It's the second.
Like, why are you already talking about this? I hadn't even considered it. It happened 16 years ago.
Yeah.
I never even...
Yeah.
Who thought I would be here?
Yeah. Who thought there would be the one?
Yeah.
Where did the one come from?
Yeah. Why are you talking about two, Miss Hillingsley?
Now there's two?
So, for all you still hanging out, love you. Mean it. Take care. Do your own research. Joe Rogan is not the devil. Jordan Peterson, I don't think he'll lead you down a rabbit hole. I don't think he's a gateway. That's all I have. What do you got to say in close?
Later, guys.
All right here.
Flash arrives, which simply says this. All of our loved ones, if Jesus were to come tonight, before you and I... the gospel and you don't feel anything, then you are in your most dangerous position.
Recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.